Here's another 2018 news reflection, this one from KCBS reporter Bob Butler. He drove out to cover the county fire that broke out in late June in Yolo County. The fire eventually came within just a few miles of the Cache Creek Casino Resort. It's an incident that, as we'll hear, is perhaps revealing of our priorities when faced with a disaster situation.
This fire was, for me, was different in that we were so close. You could see the fire burning. You could see the smoke coming up. And you could actually see flames visible, clearly visible in the middle of the day. Normally you see this at nighttime, but when we were like 2, 3, 4 miles away from where the smoke was burning, but you could still see flames, you know, going way up into the air. That was, to me, pretty dramatic.
And was there a big freak out at the casino?
Actually, no. People at the casino, they said, okay, I'm going to go in there and gamble anyway. In fact, that's one of the things the firefighters were saying, is that when the fire first broke out, they were telling people that they needed to evacuate, and people didn't want to abandon the slot machines they were on because they thought it was ready to hit. So that was one of the funny things about it, is that, you know, when you get people that gamble, they sometimes don't really take the danger seriously. As it turned out, it was across, you know, a two-lane road. The casino itself is not, you know, there's not a lot of wood on the outside. It could have still caught fire, but they really, really weren't worried about that. But I did talk to a few people who were just looking at out there in the parking lot, looking at it, saying, wow, not realizing that if that wind had shifted at the right moment, they could have been in danger.
So is your sense that people's desire to gamble that day was stronger than their sense of self-preservation?
Well, I think that's the case in most situations like that. You've seen it before in places like Vegas, where maybe a fire might break out that's not in the casino itself, but I mean, in one of the floors in the hotel. People are very reluctant to abandon their slot machines and their card games, even when the alarms are going off.
KCBS reporter Bob Butler. The fire went on to burn nearly 91,000 acres, destroying 20 structures. The casino was not among those structures. For more 2018 reflections from the KCBS News team, check out this last week's in-depth program on iTunes or at kcbsradio.com. During the program, we'll be breaking down a whole year's worth of news so that you'll be ready for everything that breaks in 2019. Just look for the program titled 2018 Year in Review.